One of the first bills to pass unanimously is a measure called the Stop Harassing Underage Teens Act, authored by Lithia Republican Representative Jake Rayburn.
This bill was actually brought to me by a group of high school students who recognize that we have a problem. It's a problem that we've seen statewide, but especially in my home county. This bill increases the felony degree for sexual offenses committed against students by authority figures, and it also increases the severity ranking.
Now, if a 25-year-old teacher, for example, has sex with a 16-year-old, it's a second-degree felony. Rayburn's bill bumps that up to a first-degree felony charge. And as a mother of two kids, Fort Myers Republican Representative Heather Fitzenhagen says she supports the bill.
Most teachers are outstanding human beings, and we place a fiduciary responsibility on them to take care of our children on a daily basis and teach them. So to be able to step up the penalties for those who are violating that special responsibility that we charge them with, I think is a wonderful piece of legislation.
There's also a piece of legislation cracking down on a type of drug that's made its way into popular culture. That's Miley Cyrus singing about the street drug known informally as Molly. Pensacola Republican Representative Clay Ingram's bill aims to make sure three of the synthetic compounds used to make that drug are illegal in Florida. He says his legislation builds on Attorney General Pam Bondi's war on synthetic drugs, which are often tailored to minors.
So our strategy now, and the Attorney General is taking the lead on this and done a fantastic job, is that she identifies, or as drugs are found on the street and new compounds are identified, she issues an emergency order to ban those. And then as we come to the legislative session, it's up to us then to put those newly identified banned compounds into statute. And so that's what this does. And I want to let you know that we're down to six. So I think we are having an effect.
And he says he can tell all their efforts are working.
In South Florida, there was a case where there was an arrest made, and the compound that the person was caught with was not on the federally banned list, but it was banned here in Florida. And they were able to make an arrest and prosecute because of the work we've done here.
That bill also passed unanimously. So did a measure addressing Florida's juvenile life sentencing issue. There are what's called Graham defendants who are sentenced to life without parole for committing a serious felony. There are also the Miller defendants who receive life without parole for committing or helping to commit a homicide. They're given those names because of Supreme Court rulings that it's unconstitutional to give juvenile offenders life without a possibility of parole. And Tampa Republican Representative James Grant is charged with addressing that issue in Florida. He amended his bill Friday to create a tiered system giving those juvenile offenders some sort of hearing or review, depending on the crime's severity and how involved they were in committing it. In some instances, Grant says, a juvenile might even get a second review.
For capital murders in the top of the pyramid, for Graham and non-capital murders in the middle of the pyramid, and then a felony murder exception for somebody who did not actively participate in the physical killing of the victim at the bottom end of the pyramid.
And Natalie Cato with Human Rights Watch says she supports the new change.
By including this amendment in this bill, HB 7035 will become a bill that complies with the Supreme Court in Miller and Graham because it allows all youths who have been sentenced to life without parole in prison for a chance at redemption. In the U.S., we believe that people under the age of 21 lack the judgment to drink alcohol responsibly, and that those under 18 are too immature to sign a binding contract or to vote. Yet we have laws on the books in this country that allow a 13-year-old to be sentenced to die in prison.
Other measures heading to the floor include a measure cracking down on those who try to take advantage of the elderly and the disabled, and one aimed at limiting nursing home lawsuits. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.